This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
How are we doing, Andrew? I feel a little poopy.
Wait, why do you feel poopy?
I'm a little sad. I'm just sad. Yeah. I had a potential cool acting opportunity that I was very close to that fell through. So I was getting really excited to be like, oh my God, I'm going to be a real little actress. And someday I will, but not today.
You wiggled your little foot into the door.
I did. I did wiggle my little foot in the door. And as everyone in casting says, I'm gaining momentum. I'm in the mix. Things are happening. Like, okay, sure.
It just is cool quotes.
Yeah, very cool. Isaac now will say to me, you're in the mix, as they say. And I'm like, yes, Isaac, I am in the mix. He loves it. He loves the casting speak.
So cute.
It's cute. It's nice. And he's very helpful. He'll run my lines with me. And then,
wow.
I know, so supportive too.
Scene partner, life partner.
Yeah, he's very good. And we watched My Octopus Teacher, and now we're talking casually about going to South Africa, which is not kind of a casual trip. That's like actually kind of a serious trip, and I'm wondering if we'll actually do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, why? Is that's a bigger conversation, but like, why are you going to South Africa?
Well, My Octopus Teacher, have you watched it? The documentary on Netflix?
Okay, I thought you were just like stringing together random words.
Yes. Ultimately, I'm having a seizure and I'm just speaking in gibberish.
Yeah.
I'm speaking gibberish. You need to call the doctor for me right now.
Right.
But no, My Octopus Teacher is a documentary. It's a nature documentary with a really smart and amazing little octopus and a man that is obsessed with her. He's obsessed. Like, literally, this man has such a hard-on for this really smart South African little octopus that he visits every day for a year. And then they become friends. She's a wild animal, but she'll, like, cling on to him. And he, like, watches her as she eats and as she disguises herself. And, like, they bond. And it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful movie, not only for the sentiment, but also for the locales. And it takes place in South Africa, and it's so gorgeous. And Isaac and I watched it together, mostly to calm me down, because I was really nervous for this big callback that I had. So we were like, we have to watch something that's not narrative. We got to watch a documentary that's about pretty things so that I think about anything else. And then we were like, wow, let's go to South Africa. And then I looked up flight prices, and he's getting vaccinated, and we could honestly go to South Africa.
Wow.
And go on safari.
Cool.
Wouldn't that be amazing if I went on safari with my boyfriend that I met during the pandemic?
Yeah. Also, like, another, like, random string of words that...
And again, I'm fully seizing. I'm fully in trouble.
No, it's so weird that you were bringing up octopuses, because I was watching a video yesterday about, like, this girl who, I forget where she went in the world, but, like, she was at this cove, and she picked up this little really cute octopus, and it was crawling all over her hand, and then she added it to her Instagram story, and then someone said and responded to the Instagram story and was like, that is the most poisonous creature alive. It has enough, like, power that it could kill up to 20 people. And, like, you wouldn't even know that it bit you, and you would just drop dead. And so that's my octopus.
Oh, my God. That little octopus is an icon.
It's such a cute little... I was about to say puss, but that feels... No.
I don't think you should say.
It's such a cute little octopus. But, yeah.
That's really... I identify with that octopus. I hope that I have that in me. Just, you know, that, like, killer energy to take down... Not, like, legitimately kill, but, like, kill in life. Kill as in, like, you know.
Killing it,
Like, killing it. I want to have that kind of energy.
Yeah, but, like, it was, like, saying that it's, like, more powerful than, like, cyanide or whatever. I don't know about these dangerous materials.
Honestly, That's amazing. That's really cool. And I'm proud of that little baby octopus. And I will never touch any creature. I will not touch a single creature.
Terrifying. Yeah.
So scary. That's so scary. Anyway, those are kind of my receipts. My other thing that I think I have to mention that I've never mentioned is, so I ask people often for our game that we play, Quick and Dirty, that I forgot to tell our guests that we are going to play, but it's quick little questions you answer off the top of your head. It's casual and very fun. And I always ask.
I didn't know that we were going to play a game, and now they just left the Zoom.
They're gone. I've lost them forever. Yeah. They're over. They're like, I said no games. Yeah. But I ask everyone in Quick and Dirty what their favorite flirty emoji is. And I've never revealed what my favorite flirty emoji is or Isaac's. And what I think is very interesting is that my favorite flirty emoji is the purple smiling devil with horns. I love that
one. I feel like you have told me that before. And I feel like that emoji is so closely linked with gay men culture.
Really?
Men culture. Maybe it's like it's going past other cultures, but I only belong to the horny gay man culture. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's horny gay men use it. And Jenny, yeah.
Okay, so I'm a horny gay man in my soul. Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're the only like straight person that I know that uses it.
I love it. It's my favorite horny one because it's funny. It's just like, I'm feeling frisky. I'm a devil.
Yeah,
I love that.
With horns.
With horns. Yeah, I like it. And it's purple, but I like the smiley one because there's also the mean one. I like the smiley one.
Wait, what did you say what Isaac's was?
No, so Isaac likes to use the kissy face, like the smiley face that's kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Which no one's ever sent to me and meant that before. And it's very sweet. At first I was like, do I like this emoji? Is this cute to me? And now I'm like, yeah, it's cute to me. But
are those signs compatible?
I think it explains a lot about what we're like. That I'm like, hee, hee, hee. And he's like, kissy. So wow. I get to be a little destructive. And then he's like, you're okay. I'm like, I'm the neurotic, anxious, like, hee, hee, hee one. And he's the,
yes.
And he's the like, I'm here, kissy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? So it's not quite a receipt, but it is a little reveal in our emoji love language.
Mm-hmm. No, that's, yeah, I like that. My favorite flirty one is the pleading eyes, of course.
Oh, of course. And sometimes you send that to me when you're not flirting, unless you're flirting.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Jenny. Yeah.
Okay.
Catch the vibe. Yeah. Not everything can be communicated over text. Okay. So. but I did have a receipt for
you. Okay, please.
Jenny, I don't know if you're, first of all,
yes.
Instagram loves to put ads in your feed.
They do, yeah. And that's what they're for now. They're for selling things.
They listen to your inner thoughts. You don't even need to say them out loud anymore. Mm-hmm. And they are just like, okay, we know what you want. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Packed between a Miss Tina post and a Whoopi post, you know? Like,
yes, on your feed, of course.
On my feed, exclusively. And and so Nerds released a new candy. I posted this to my story last night.
You did, I saw this.
Bringing it to the pod. Nerds released a new candy. It is a Nerd rope just sort of like condensed into like,
okay.
They sort of like it looks like a COVID particle, like just
just like a little circular with the little Nerds around yeah. it. Okay, yeah.
And so I saw that they were sort of being like very receptive, like on the comments. I was like, these look really tasty. I went to the comments of the post, and everyone was like, oh my god, where can I get these? And then they were like, DM us. And so I was like, okay, I'll DM Nerds. And so I DM'd them. I said, I can't find Nerds clusters anywhere. Please help with the pleading eyes emoji. I was flirting.
You were flirting. Okay.
and you know, I didn't think about anything. I sent this on February 25th and I didn't get a response. And I was going through my DMs last night and I was like, oh, I sent that Nerds message. And I saw that they saw the message and they didn't respond.
And they didn't seen and not responded? Nerds, how dare?
Nerds. And I posted my story and then someone said, like, how can they turn their back on one of their own?
Oh.
Which that was bullying, cyberbullying.
I think it's cute and hot to be a nerd.
Yeah, I don't know what they were saying. But anyway, I tagged Nerds in my story last night saying I was left on read by @NerdsCandy. Mm-hmm. Nerds also saw that too.
And didn't respond?
Just like, no.
Wow. Nerds is really full of themselves.
Nerds is playing the long game here.
Okay.
And I think me and nerds are endgame. Yeah.
Yeah. Ultimately, you're going to end up together. You and your little clusters, which I cannot believe they're releasing a candy that looks like COVID.
Crazy.
Called
right?
clusters.
And so, like,
that sounds medical to me.
Yeah. But obviously, because they never did respond, I gave up going to local CVS, Duane Reade, 7-Eleven,
mm-hmm.
and I just did the worst thing, and I ordered them off of Amazon.
Wow.
Nerds clusters. I was so desperate to get that in my mouth. And so they did taste delicious. And
they already arrived?
Yeah. I did this like weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But they're really, really good.
Okay, wow. And nerds, we, I guess, are obsessed with you. It's okay that you left Andrew on Reed. And
nerds, I hope you're listening.
And thanks for listening, nerds.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm really excited for our special guest today, who I'm sure has something to share about the nerds experience. Or maybe not. But they're hilarious. They have a really wonderful newsletter, meganpope.substack. And you guessed it, it's Megan Pope.
Wow.
Hi, Meg.
A nerd. Another nerd has entered. I saw Andrew's story and I laughed so hard. But I can't believe you ordered them. I wasn't sure why you were reaching out to nerds. You didn't really give that context in your story.
Well, I mean, like, are you not seeing the ads for nerds, or is it just for me?
My targeted ads are, they're really interesting and unique because I decided to do this thing during the pandemic where I looked at a lot of Instagay accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Instagram thinks that I want the things that these Instagays want.
Okay.
And so my ads are like, I think I actually like fucked with the algorithm. Because these ads are like prep and like, like these porn sites where like, Andrew, have you seen this? Where there's like two, I'm really jumping into this pod.
Yeah.
We love it. We're so happy that you dove in.
Like it's like two like cartoon prisoners and then they like make out and then they like start hooking up and it's like, I guess like a fantasy site. I get that ad all
the time. Yeah, I think I have seen that before. So, it's like, is it a game, right?
Like animated porn? Like where it's like animated video game porn kind of thing? Or it's a video game?
I haven't ever clicked on it.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's like a game. I think it's like kind of, anyway. So my targeted ads are fucking strange, but I wish it was nerds. I love nerds.
Yeah,
I haven't had them in a bit, but.
Yeah.
I know, now I'm craving them ultimately. But
they're so good.
You also, I feel like Meg, you underplayed how great your Thirst Trap series is. Like.
Well, it was, thank you. It was a summer fling, a fun summer obsession last summer during lockdown where I just recreated all these thirst traps of gay men mostly. And yeah, I've just really, everything in my life has changed ever since, including my targeted ads.
Wait, what was like the weirdest response to you doing these like,
These are good receipts. I definitely have like a shit ton of receipts. I actually saved them in, I have like a PowerPoint of all 100 some pictures I did.
Crazy.
And then all the responses, or almost all the responses. I think a lot of them were like my influence or like,
mm-hmm.
The ones that were very like, you know, you made it when you're parodied. There was one where like, I guess he made a crepe, but I had made a pancake.
Oh.
And he like called me out on that. And I was like, okay.
Wait, he was like actually mad?
No, I think he just like DM'd me and he's like, hey, just let you know, like, that was a crepe.
Yeah.
And
it was
I was
a crepe.
Like, okay.
It was actually shakier than a pancake. It was a crepe. It was a skinny
pancake. I tried to make a crepe, but they kept failing. So then I was like, all right, this is as close as we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the actual influencers would reach out to you and be like, hey, thanks for like,
copying
me.
Some of them were like, oh my gosh, ha ha ha, this is hilarious. And then a lot of the like comedians slash instigays, the ones that sort of live in that liminal space between the two, they were like waiting for theirs. So they sometimes when I did it, like I remember like Joel Kimbuster was like, finally. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know you were just waiting at your computer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was fun. They would send pictures and be like, you got to do my friend, like, which was also fun.
Yeah, because the friend is probably like, please tell Megan to do this. Like, I don't want to seem desperate myself, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But I've since like, honestly, they were so fun and I was so obsessed, but now it's sort of, I'll do one every now and then to remember the spark, to remember the fun, but I'm not doing the maps consistently. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Everyone has a phase as an artist, you know, we're like different, like, phases of art, like a blue period for someone like Picasso, and that's your thirst trap period.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. So we gotta know, Megan, how has it been during the pandemic? What is going on in the dating life? We're on receipts and we love dating.
Yeah, okay. So I met somebody during the pandemic. We've been dating for 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's really cool and weird for me. I feel like before the pandemic, I was just not looking to be in a relationship of any sort. And I had the, I was going to say problem. It's not a problem. I would just, every date I would go on or like every comedy show I would leave, I would just like meet the person, sleep with the person, and then not interact ever again.
Okay, like a casual one-night stand kind of
vibe. Yeah, very that. Sometimes two or three, but like it did not last. And that was like my own like choice. I was just like, I would get too nervous. I was like, I can't commit to this. My life's so busy. Yeah, but then during the pandemic, I was like obviously terrified to touch any other living human being for the first couple months. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go on dating apps and like see what's happening. And yeah, I like started talking to Jess and we met at a bar and it was the outside COVID safe bar.
Okay.
Turtles all the way down. Great bar. There were turtles there. It was very cute.
Really? Like real turtles?
Yeah, they have turtles. Apparently during like non-COVID, they do like turtle racing and shit too.
That's which wow. is, like, so silly.
So cute. Yeah.
I love that. Wait, where is it?
It's in like Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
Yeah. It was hard for me because again, I'm like not used to like all we did was talk for like 4 hours, like a really long time.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so then really I was like, sweet. I think that went well. We like didn't know even if like we should like hug at the end or something. It was like kind of strange. And then I went home and then we like kept seeing each other. And eventually it was like, I was like, is this the 50? Like, it was like first date, we didn't touch. Second date, we made out, like, you know, went on. I was like, wow, this feels very different, but cute.
Yeah. That's very sweet. Very like Jane Austen, very much my grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was very different for me, but it was fun. Yeah. And now we're just like, you know, gay.
Right. Like, perfect.
With each other all the time, deeply. Yeah. Just like not dependent, not codependent. Mm-hmm. But again, the pandemic's weird because it's like you only see a couple of people. So her roommates are my friends. And that's good. She's like my friend, and that's kind of the only two people I see. So,
and that's your gorgeous little pod. Mm-hmm. I love beautiful. Which app did you meet on?
Oh, Hinge.
Shout out
Pete Buttigieg and Chastin also met on Hinge. So I like to remind Jess of that.
Friends of the pod, yeah.
Friends of the pod, Pete.
The two success stories.
Wait, who, like, what was the prompt? Who responded to who?
Neither of us remember this. This is, we were trying to go through our receipts. I was going to say this. So my texts delete after 30 days because I don't have a lot of storage on my phone.
Unbelievable. It's so healthy to delete your receipts, and we just don't condone it on the podcast.
I feel like you're losing like vital information.
Oh, for sure. It's like embarrassing because I'll be like, hey, what's the password for, I'm subletting right now, and I had to be like, what's the password for the Wi-Fi again? Because I got signed out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not great. But I set it up like that just because it kept running out of storage. Mm-hmm. On my phone. Maybe I'll change it back. But yeah, I made Jess. I was like, hey, I'm going on this podcast today and I don't have any of our receipts. Do you have any, like, can you go through? And so she was like searching in her phone, just like keywords to mm-hmm. see how far back it would go. But we don't have the Hinge ones. Like we both deleted our Hinges and mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, I think, sorry, this is great. This is great TV. Me just like rambling.
It is. No, it is good TV though. I think
it was a Dairy Girls like screen cap. Like okay. She had put like a screen cap from the TV show Dairy Girls that was like about a lesbian. And I had mm-hmm. just watched the show. And so I think I replied with like the next line in the quote or just like, aww, oh my God, I love that show or something. Nice. You know. Yeah. Something like that. It was very wholesome.
That's
yeah.
very sweet. That's
really cute.
That's wow. so cute and sweet.
Yeah, we're wow, disgustingly cute. It's like us. It's like confusing to everyone on both ends of like, I don't know. Both of us are not like touchy feely cutesy people mm-hmm. per se. Like we don't necessarily present that way. And like physical contact's not usually our thing. Right? And we're like attached, like very cutesy. And people are like, "What's happening?
Are you two okay?
Yeah.
You're like, do we have to get you checked? What's happening?"
Really, like all of our friends were like, "This is weird." So, yeah,
that sounds
sorry.
Really nice. I mean, it's fully a pandemic, so it's nice to have, you know, one person that you can just touch a lot. If you're not allowed to be touching, it's good to just like really get a one touching person.
Right. That's where all the energy's going. Right?
Yeah, that's where like it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important. Okay, I love that. And 8 months is like this.
Almost a baby.
Yeah. Almost a baby.
Almost a baby, yeah. I will be giving birth very shortly. You know, I was 3 weeks early, so this baby could be 3 weeks early. Yeah, it was crazy. A lot of shit happened like right in the first couple of months where I feel like we just like, like all everything fell away. We were like, we're in a pandemic, the world's ending. But yeah, I guess I don't know. We have this thing where we're like, okay, do we want to like celebrate anniversary things? Mm-hmm. Because to us that feels very straight. But so like in some ways sometimes we don't even know how many, like I know 8 months because like last night I was like, how many months?
Because you knew we were asking.
yeah. I mean, I can guesstimate. I remember it was like August or something, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. something like that. So, but yeah, so that's, it feels big. I think both of us were like, oh, this is big, but also like, no, it's not, because we don't care, because we're not like that, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like just, but we are. So
that's nice and exciting. Do you think, so you've been spending a lot of time, just the two of you are just roommates and mm-hmm. the two of you. How are you feeling about the world opening up again?
I don't know. Like it's, because I always talk about comedy and running around and doing shows and being so busy and blah, blah, blah. And so like, she knows like the vocab, she's like, yeah, club coming, mm-hmm. like the venues, like she knows people. I like sat her down, I think it was like the fourth day, and I was like, this is this person and this is this person's stand up and I'm going to be talking about this person a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think she's excited to like actually meet people and see it in action. I'm like, I don't want her to ever see me do stand up. That's scary. That's horrifying. That's no thanks. But I'm worried about getting busy and like obviously not like giving her enough time, et cetera, because we've just spent so much time together. But
I've been thinking about that too, honestly. I'm not, I think it'll be fun, but I don't think Isaac really knows how much I was out on the town mm-hmm. before COVID. So that'll be really interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I try to like, express it so much. And she's like, I get it. You were out all the time and you were up late. And I was like, no, I'm saying this is like a warning because like it's going to come back and I have to decide how much I want to partake. And like,
what is the concern about doing stand up in front of Jess?
Oh, I mean, I'm just one terrified to do stand up in general again because yeah. I feel like I've lost all of it. Mm-hmm. Even now I'm like, okay, you're just being cutesy about your girlfriend. You're not being funny, whatever. But
we love, yeah, you're funny and we love cute. It's both.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
Okay. It's both.
But yeah, I feel like I don't want to, I would probably wait till I feel like I'm not being like horrible or I've done a couple mics and shows, but mm-hmm. Also Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what the fear is. That's good, Andrew. That's therapy. I should interrogate that.
No, I'm just like curious because I'm like, I think you're hilarious. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I feel like have fun with your girlfriend. And it's like,
yeah, she did see the thirst traps like right away. Like, obviously she stalked me and like had like read the article and like saw all that I wrote about them and saw mm-hmm. all of them. And so I was like, okay, she's seen me basically naked and she kind of gets my sense of humor. It's so, like, mm-hmm. you're right. There's, yeah.
I think Jess is going to be chill with it.
Yeah, I make her participate in a lot of shit. I'm like, please wear this and do this TikTok dance with me or something.
She's like, fine. You got it. You must put your significant other to work. It's very important.
Oh right, yeah. Because you like recreated that one picture. What was it? Is it Justin Bieber and Jacob Tremblay?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Because Andrew was the one that was like, Jess looks like Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah.
In this one picture I posted, it was actually uncanny. It was like really weird. And we both just look like two little like schoolboys. It's weird. But we recreated it. She's super funny, which is like, thank God. Like that's
important.
Like, yeah. And it'll be like quiet and it'll come out of nowhere. Like it'll just like come around. Like she'll just say something and I like lose it. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not nervous. I'm not as nervous as I thought I was now that I've talked this out.
Okay, good. We hope that we can do that for us. Make everyone feel better about what's going on. But I'm worried about doing stand-up again too because it's been over a year for me. I don't know if it's been over a year for you too, but like.
Yeah, just about. I've done some like horrible Zoom shows where, again, Jess is like, oh, maybe I'll tune in. And I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like yelling into a camera and I have like my notes app open of like what I actually want to say. You know, yes. It's not real stand up.
No, you're reading. I'm reading.
I'm sitting down and reading. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing, yeah, like a book reading basically, but it's tweets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, Jess's mom does follow me on Twitter and like likes really? A lot of my tweets, which is like, again, God bless her. Yeah.
That's so cute. Do you know Jess's mom yet? Have you met in person?
Yeah, we met. So Jess's brother moved here. So I'm doxing all of them. Just kidding. He moved here for grad school during the pandemic. So that whole move-in like process and everything, I met Jess's mom, Jess's brother, and then Ben, Jess's brother, and we all hang out now because he's like amazing. The same age as us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's really cute. I love that.
Yeah.
I love. Has Jess hasn't met your family though yet?
No. I'm like because I feel like that's gonna be such a bigger thing. There's mm-hmm. just also like more of them, right? Mm-hmm. It was like just Jess's mom and her brother. And like I knew about them. They just like they knew my whole deal. It was really chill. Like my parents are gonna make a huge deal about it. My siblings are like, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe again, I'm just anticipating.
Well, like, have you had, like, a serious relationship before, or?
Yeah, but I didn't, like, I was, like, closeted.
Right. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I was in a lot of relationships, or not a lot, but I was in a couple, but I never, like, you know, did the whole, like, here are my parents. Like, also, mm-hmm. I live so far away, so.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally?
The Bay Area, California.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so across the country fully.
Yeah. So it's, like. Yeah. It's just, we're not gonna like fly there. Although my parents keep saying like, if you want to, you know, we're both vaccinated and everything, but,
oh my God.
We'll see. Yeah.
This could be exciting.
It could be exciting.
It could be exciting and good. Maybe.
I think it could be good. I think we'll have to limit the amount of time mm-hmm. like that we're there. I think it will depend. There's a lot.
Yeah. But if you keep it tight, I don't know, a tight little California trip sounds kind of nice.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And Jess is from Colorado too. So mm-hmm. we want to go there and like hike and stuff too.
Absolute. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Wait, so I love this.
Those things open up again. It's not South Africa, but.
I know. Can you imagine if I end up in South Africa though, with my new boyfriend? That would be wild.
That's amazing. See, again, I'm not the type of person that like, and maybe just because I'm like a lesbian person, but it's like, I feel like week two, go to South Africa, have a blast, get to know the person, whatever. Like anniversaries, months, like, I don't know. I launch into things or I don't, clearly, mm-hmm. as it was like before, but yeah.
I don't know. For me, I just want to travel so badly. That's kind of what I'm taking from it. And also as a Sagittarius, I feel like that is just in my blood, that I need to be moving and adventuring and not in my apartment. And I don't know, it feels weird to plan an expensive trip, I guess. Because the thing about South Africa is that it's expensive to get there.
Right.
But I'm also kind of down to be like, yeah, let's just go somewhere for a few weeks, whatever, Isaac. Let's see whether we eat each other alive or not. Am I a poisonous octopus or no? We don't know.
It's a good test, for sure.
Really good
test. I feel like that's the problem, too, is that, like, Jess's goal is to literally like get to Everest Base Camp, and like she loves traveling and like hiking stuff. But both of us are also Everest Base Camp.
Like Everest, like on the mountain of
Mount
Everest?
You can like get to different points of it. And I guess it like counts as like a kind of a milestone. It's like you're not going to go all the way to the top. Like people die. But like she legit like will hike in Colorado like when the sun is not up to when the sun goes back down. Like,
oh my God.
So I'm nervous. I mean, I can hike, but I can't, that's not my, but anyway, so that traveling is interesting, obviously, to her, but we have the problem where we're both, like, just introverted and would sit, we sit at home all the time. We don't do anything. We have to be like, okay, today we're going to go to the MoMA or something. Like,
no,
once every 3 weeks, we'll, like, do an activity, because otherwise it's just, Veep. On the couch. That's it.
I mean, it's nice that you're same level introverted, though. That sounds good.
It's good because we can be like, goodbye. Or like, this is an iconic picture. Maybe I'll send it. It's like, we're both wearing our headphones, watching TV, holding hands, but separate shows, separate headphones. Like, we're just like, you know what? I gotta do my thing, you gotta be yours, but of course we like have to actually be still physically connected in some way.
That's very iconic,
ridiculous,
and I love that, and that tells me a lot about the relationship. Actually,
this show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Even not seeing the picture, just envisioning it.
Oh, yeah. It's, it's stupid.
I love that. It's really, I mean, it feels like, do you think you would have met if there hadn't been a lockdown? Or do you think you would have met and dated in this way without a lockdown?
No, not in this way. I think, Yeah, she's also very different than a lot of the other people. Like, I haven't dated someone who is, like, we're not identical, but we are very similar. Mm-hmm. And I think that I was always, like, going for kind of polar opposite vibes.
Okay, like what kind of vibe?
Like, extroverted. Also just, like, very, very femmy. Mm-hmm. Just the more they were usually the more social one than I was, or I don't know, just different. But I think it helped in the pandemic. I was like, well, I want to be around someone who wants to do the same things as me, aka sit inside, because that's all we can do. So that was good. But I don't know, I would hope so, but I think slowing down definitely helped. Literally, her brother just now sent a text about we're seeing the Godzilla versus Kong movie that's coming out. Yes. I could not care less about it, but I'm pretending to be excited because they're all, anyway, he's like, are we still on for that?
That's very cute.
We all hang out.
The trailer does look really, it looks like a fun movie.
It looks fun. I think any movie is fun, honestly, right now. Can you imagine in theaters?
Yeah, I'm going to take an edible because we're all vaccinated.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to see these beasts fight each other. But the group chat is like, trailer, like information. It's like, it's like they are the biggest fans. And I'm just like,
what team are they on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Godzilla.
They're on Godzilla. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
No one's Kong.
No one's Kong?
Not in the group chat that I'm in, which is like all the roommates, Jess's brother and Jess. They're all Godzilla. They've been rewatching the movies like leading up to it.
Really?
I'm going to be
all so the confused. Godzilla movies?
Yeah.
Well, like the recent ones, I imagine that you're talking
about. Yeah,
yeah. With like ones. Sally Hawkins and Millie Bobby Brown. Right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. You cannot never forget that Millie Bobby Brown is in those movies and will be in this one.
I fully did not know that Millie Bobby Brown is in this.
Yeah.
She plays Godzilla. Yeah.
It's wild to me that Millie Bobby Brown's not getting top billing. Because King Kong and Godzilla get top billing, and it's not Millie Bobby Brown, King Kong and Godzilla.
I know.
It's, yeah. It's someone... weird because, like, yeah, the movie posters are, like, they're so huge, and it's, like, there is no room for people on that poster.
Just Millie Bobby Brown's face, like, right at the bottom, like, hey, I'll see
like, I'm in it. Just, like, she should fire her agent, maybe. I don't know.
No. You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Megan, do you know?
I wish I could tell you. They're going to kill me because all they do is talk about it. But I also have taken the like comedic, like, oh, this again, you know, like, and I'm obviously going to go and love it. We all know.
Yeah.
I've just chosen, like, again, maybe I'll choose Kong just to be like controversial.
Yeah.
Because I've already taken the, like, I'm not excited for this.
I know nothing about this film franchise. However, I do think that no one is going to win in the end. I think it's going to be a tie.
Oh my God.
I think that they're going to make amends in the end.
A tie?
They're going to kiss.
They're going to kiss. Oh my God.
No, I'm being serious. You guys never take me seriously on this show. I think they're going to be good in the end.
Do you think they're going to both be good guys and they're going to save the world?
I think that they're going to team up, and then the next movie is going to be them like fighting like a bigger opponent.
Okay. Mm.
There is a larger world I've learned that's like the Titans or something, the monster, and they all like rise up from underground.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like Hercules to me. Is that Hercules? Yeah,
that's also what I thought it sounded like, but I was told no.
Okay.
I think it's, yeah. I don't know.
Do you have the receipts on that?
Do I have receipts on
not the Titans?
I think it was actually, believe it or not, an in-person conversation.
Incredible.
Well, but
rare.
Very rare.
T minus 1 week. There's a meme of the evergreen Suez Canal boat between Godzilla and Kong. There's this one TikToker for Colombia that they're all obsessed with. The brother sent this sort of beautiful text that has nothing to do with Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a ripped men in harnesses.
Yeah, that's Austin Wolf and Armin Rizzo.
Who are they?
Oh, see, this is where my knowledge fails me. Who are they?
They are adult film stars.
Oh, you know why? Because it was Godzilla. It was like paralleling this image.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
A small Kong versus a giant Godzilla.
A big Godzilla. Okay.
The measurements are in there too. I don't know if you can
see. Is Kong smaller than Godzilla? Or are they the same size?
So I don't know what these measurements are, but it says Kong 147, Godzilla 355.
Right.
Is that weight?
I don't know, because that kind of sounds like how I like to date. If those are the relative sizes, I prefer, I prefer to be, I'm the Kong and I prefer to be dating a Godzilla.
Yeah, Jess is taller than me, so I guess I'm Kong.
Yeah, I guess we're both Kong then.
I guess that's why I have to be Team Kong.
Yeah, I think we're all standing Kong in this Zoom.
Wait, Brian Cranston is a little bit too much. Sorry, I got distracted. I'm putting my receipts down. See, this is the problem with receipts. I'll be the first one to say it on this podcast. They're distracting, okay? If you have receipts and you're trying to have a conversation but pull up the receipts and then someone talks to you, you cannot participate.
You should have come prepared with your Godzilla Kong receipts.
See, I should have known. I should have always, but here's the thing. I'm so performatively anti the movie that that was my first time truly scrolling through the group chat.
Wow, you are paying attention to the group chat, really?
Every now and then I would heart a funny thing that someone said, and when they said that Bryan Cranston was a freelance Godzilla hunter in one of them, I said, freelance representation, I'll allow it.
Okay.
That's
very important.
Oh,
good to have a contractor.
Travel,
yeah. And I'm now reading, which I guess I did respond to, but I didn't fully absorb, Kong in Skull Island is a baby. So by Godzilla versus Kong, Kong will have grown to be the same size as Godzilla.
Skull Island, that is Scarlett Johansson in that? Who's the blonde? There's a blonde.
You're thinking of the 2005 film with Jack Black, right?
Yes. I think. Yes, I am.
That's King Kong, where actually I know so much.
You know so much about this, Andrew. You lied to us when you said you don't have the knowledge, because you do.
You're gonna be there at the theater on the day we go.
But like I think that's the longest movie ever made. Not true.
Longest?
It is really, I think it's like 2.5 hours long, and I remember my aunt made us go.
Fully like pushing that. I think I looked up the runtime just to be like, what am I getting into? And I think it's also like 2.5. Yeah.
It's stupid.
Wow.
But yeah, there's a scene where like King Kong grabs a dinosaur by like two of their, you know what I mean? Like their mouth, like their jaw.
Uh-huh.
And they
split the dinosaur in half with the jaws.
Yeah, and it was really graphic.
Wow. You definitely need an edible.
Movies,
for sure.
I definitely need an edible. I just like movies where it's like two people are talking about their issues in a kitchen, and then and then like someone drives away.
Like Malcolm and Marie. Not that one. They do talk about their issues in a kitchen.
That is actually, you know, but the format for that was perfect for me. Sometimes, you know, the execution doesn't always, you know, but Zendaya is perfect.
Always, always perfect.
You know, if Zendaya was in this movie, I'd be running to the theater.
Sprinting.
Before it comes out.
You would sprint to the base of Everest to see it. Yeah. If Zendaya was in.
I would achieve the goal before Jess to go see Zendaya. Just like Zendaya, actually, so even more than I do.
Okay,
The way that Jess screamed when Zendaya won the Emmy, the whole house was like, it shook and exploded. So Jess is like has a master's in film editing, so movies
really
are kind of her shit, which is why these like action movies, like our second date, our third date, we watched Mad Max because it's like her favorite
really
movie.
Good
she
editing.
Has like tattoos from it. I guess
Mad Max tattoos, hot.
Yeah, that's sort of what's happening here.
Okay, wow. Okay, cool. So I know you brought some receipts, not to ask you to open up your phone again and get distracted.
Yeah.
I'll try to focus it. I do have, should I give context?
I feel like we have so much context in terms of what's going on. So
do we want to hear about this relationship, this kind of boring lesbian relationship?
No, I love it. Honestly, boring relationships are really good because sometimes often we have people come on to the pod who talk about toxic relationships that they're in or have been in. And I think it's nice to also have representation for a relationship that people should want to be in, you know?
Like Jess's roommates are both straight or straightish, and these men, they come through, they wrong them. Everybody, we're saging the house. We're on this person's side. We're on this person's side. He comes back, even though we removed him from the Godzilla group chat. And like,
exactly,
you know, it's like there's so much fighting, and they like can't understand that we've never fought. I mean, it's been 8 months, but like we don't fight. Like,
and that's great.
Yeah. So yeah, there's not really drama. But I will say that when I was talking about this podcast in front of the roommates, and Jess was like, did you know that the first time I texted you, I texted you at 9 p.m. I have the receipt.
Okay.
9:01 p.m. on 8/5. So like, but I think before we even went on the first date, it was just like going from Hinge to
texting.
Love that move. Yeah.
Jess was like, hey, this is Jessica! ! Which is, I also never call her Jessica. It's weird.
Yeah, it didn't sound like a real name when you just said it right now. I was like, wait, that's not a real name. Yeah.
No, it's fake. Yeah, it's fake. Both of our names are like very fake. And then you see us, it's like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then at 6 a.m., a day later, I replied. So that was 9 p.m. And at 6 a.m. on the dot, the day later, I replied, hi, I insanely passed out at 8:30 last night and am up now before the sun, skull.
Wait, do you happen to know like what day of the week that was? I want to know, like, I really hope that it was a weekday.
Yeah.
You were waking up at 6.
I know why I was waking up at 6. And so that was at a point where I was waking up at 6 every day.
Oh.
For something.
Do you
wanna
unpack that?
Nah. Not it. But so that wasn't a lie. I think that she really nervously like probably was like, hey, like initiated that. And then all of her roommates were like, did Megan text back? And then Jess like, no.
No.
And then all of a sudden at 6 a.m. the next day, because I'm horrible, I was like, hey, like, and they were like, this is a power move. And I was like, no, I actually am just an insane person that went to sleep at 8:30 p.m. and I'm now up at 6 a.m.
Wow.
Doing my morning pages.
Wow.
I love that you do your morning pages in the morning, actually. That's really good. Because I've yet to do mine today and it's gonna happen in the evening. So
that was during a period when I was really good. I haven't done them in quite a while. Okay. So you're better than I am.
No. But okay, so I feel Jess in this moment. Cause I'm sure she was really nervous to text you. The hi, it's Jessica exclamation point tells me she's nervous.
Yeah.
Wait, and so like who asked for whose number? Who initiated the move from the app? Do you know? Or
it was probably me, honestly, because I hate talking in Hinge. Like my Hinge conversations don't go very, maybe that's a, you know, residual from when I was just like, what's your number? And then we meet up and then we hook up and then I never see them again. Mm-hmm. But it was probably me. Because if Jess texted me, I was like, here's my number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know how long it was, but it probably was like, it probably was like an hour or two after. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think after a while, like we did the gay thing where it was like, or like the lesbian-y thing where it was like, we just kept talking. Like there was never that like waiting period after that. Like, as you'll see, Jess screen capped the rest of the conversation. And it's like, I talk about my therapist and then Jess talks about sleeping through her alarm. And then I talk about how I used, you know, whatever. And then the cat, we talk about Jess's cat.
Okay.
And it goes on. And so then it was like, okay, we're dating. Like we have literally not even met up yet. Yeah.
Wow. And Yen, you've already talked about a therapist and a cat in the first.
Yeah. I feel like I'm dating you and just by listening to that conversation.
Andrew's like, get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. So those are, yeah. And but I will say, like, I do not sound like myself. Like, we both looked at these and were like, why are we texting like that? Like, I spelled rocks. Like, oh, that rocks. Like, R-O-X.
Okay, you're underage. Yeah.
I'm literally underage. Yeah. I'm literally pen 15 in middle school. Like, oh, that rocks. I don't even know. Like, some of these things. Oh, we're talking about the short film I was making, and it was like, we talked about what breaking the 180 rule meant, which is like a film thing. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Like film very specifics. That sounds very flirty for Jess.
Yeah, this is an access point.
Did you break her 180?
Oh, Andrew.
Sorry.
I will say, yeah, I will. It's weird because I think we're both. It was unclear, like, who was it, because it's a, how do I say this? I was explaining to everyone when I first started seeing her, I was like, it's a very level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So in past relationships, the power dynamic, whether it was like texting or like actually in person, like, I kind of knew who was going to take the reins and like make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the first like 4 or 5 times we hung out, it was like stalemate, right? Because we were we're too similar. So
right. And yeah. So it's, there's no, not the go-to person for who's going to make the plan of what bar you're going to or what right. you're ordering for Seamless or that, like.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I think we're both just like, I want this. And then that's the, like, we both just like voice our needs immediately. But yeah, I was like, I don't know. Cause usually it's like, I have a much clearer, I also, because I'm used to like taking charge and do and like making decisions, cause I don't ever think I'm going to see these people again. Mm-hmm. And I like, I guess I'm not like the most, like I wasn't the most careful. So now I'm like, oh shit, I have to be like more careful and like approach this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And be, and like considerate of what, like, what do you want?
Right.
To do?
Right. Yeah. Like, although I will say that like, she did kiss me first. Which was like, and like initiated that. So that set a tone. I, of course, me and the Uber back from like that night, I was like, what does this mean? Like, I was like, what does this mean for our power dynamic? But yeah.
Okay. I want to hear about that kiss though, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, it was really funny. It was on like Vanderbilt where we had walked from a bar. We both like, cause during the pandemic, neither of us, we both stopped drinking too.
Mm-hmm.
So our dates were also the first time, not that we just like seen people that we like gone on a date, but we also hadn't been drinking. So we were like 2 drinks and we were like plastered.
Yeah.
Like, it was like done. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And still remains that way. But So we left, and then I was in Bushwick at the time, and it would have been like an hour walk home, which I then would go on to do for the rest of the summer. Honestly, I just like would walk an hour back from her.
Really?
Place, because there's no train, okay. And the bus schedules were never. And I was like, okay, it's like my exercise for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But that night I like Ubered back, and it was like right before I got in the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like, can I kiss you? And I was like, sure. Yeah, very cute and gay. Oh, and there's a guy who's like really drunk and like sitting on the, like lying in the curb, like just, okay, you know, mm-hmm. on, and he was like, hell yeah, that's awesome. What a good vibe. Like he was screaming at us. It was a little weird, but it was very funny. Like he just was like, what a way to go. Like, cause I got in the Uber like right after that.
So, yeah, it's like gorgeous exit.
Yeah.
Like, wow. We love young love.
It was so, yeah, exactly. But obviously we were like terrified because we're like, oh, we're gonna get hate crimes, like, you know, this is scary. But no, it was funny. He was very supportive.
Yeah, he was that. He was actually supportive. He was legitimately like rooting.
No, he
for
was
you.
Like he was really, because also we were being like, he had watched us like dance around it for, I don't know, the entire time I was waiting for the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he like was like, this is so painful. Like someone do something, because that's what I'm saying. It's like, it was like we were, neither of us knew what to do. So yeah.
No, that's very sweet.
Yes, this is very cute.
That's so sweet. Happy you had an actually supportive peanut gallery. Like
that one man, one peanut,
one little peanut,
one really excited peanut.
So pro. Yeah.
Wow, I get so like cutesy and hot talking about this. Like I'm so like flustered.
I love
I don't know
that.
If it'll come through on the pod, but I'm like, this is different.
No, I love that. But that's, I mean, I love gossiping about people's like what's going on in their love lives and dating. It's nice. It's just nice because like,
yeah,
I think there's nothing better than being with someone that you really like.
And it's, my friends like her, which is huge, because like I will say I dated people in college where my friends were like, I hope no one listens to them. We fucking hate this person.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you're wrong. And like they, you know, in the most cases they were right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like anytime I bring Jess to anything, people are like, or people will like invite her before me.
Okay.
Like, oh, well, I'll see you. But like if Jess wants to come, you know, like they want to hang out with her. So that's
nice. So good and so important. And I mean, I'm having that too, honestly. Like my friends are like, okay, we weren't really saying anything about your last person you were dating, but we really like Isaac. And I'm like, okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, why weren't you saying anything before?
Expand. Rehash. Sure. But yeah, no, it's like, I don't know. I wish that there was more drama. There was more juicy gossip. But it's basically like, we met during the pandemic. We were very cutesy. And now here I am posting couples pictures on Instagram.
Yes!
Something I swore I would never do.
And you broke your freaking promise. And I sent
texts to like so many people, and I was like, is this dumb? Should I delete it? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, is this bad? Is my brand cutesy now? Has it always been? Like, yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't always have to be drama, I think. I actually think in good relationships, there shouldn't be that much drama. So.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
So I love. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Because we'll, you know, we'll have another episode another time with someone who's dating people who are toxic, and we'll be like.
Right.
And we'll be like, we're worried about you.
Yeah, you literally make them break up on the pod.
Yeah, and just be like, call him and say goodbye. Because obviously it's a straight relationship in my mind and it's a guy. That's the problem.
Yeah. For sure.
For sure.
But yeah, no, I like cleared all of this with her before. I was like, okay, what can I talk about? Like, what's allowed? Like, I was, of course, like in my head being like, oh, this is like, we're going to break up if she hears somebody say something that she doesn't want in the world. But. She's, again, like, a very funny person who is very open about everything. I tweet about her a lot. So her mom gets to read all those tweets.
And likes those tweets.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Her daughter's a muse, it turns out.
Yeah.
Really sweet. To bring it back to Hercules again. But, well.
There we are.
Were there any other receipts that you wanted to share, Meg?
I feel like. I don't, what was our last text? That's probably a good way to. Oh, yeah. Well, she just texted me, what the fuck is up, Kyle? And that's it. Oh, I said, I just broke my computer, fucked my life. If this one breaks, I'm super fucked because I have like a loner.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, that fucking sucks. And then I didn't reply. And I think she just got out of work and was like, what the fuck is up? She says, what the fuck is up, Kyle, a lot as like a phrase, I guess.
Okay, who's okay, Kyle?
She's gonna break up with me for reading that one.
This reason for seeing. Who is Kyle, though?
It's a vine.
It's a vine?
Yeah, it's like a reference to a vine. Yeah, so she's like meme. Like memes are her, like she will send, like she has so many memes and like cultural references and stuff. Like that is her like...
Okay, stuff, wow.
Like shit. Because she was also like the biggest like One Direction stan Twitter, Tumblr.
Really?
Like, her past. Like that was her. Oh, I know. It's
I love
it's
that.
Funny.
Okay, wait. Who is her favorite One Directioner?
Well, not, no. Harry, like, she's kind of mad now that everybody's on the Harry train because, like, obviously she was, like, a Harry, I guess, yeah. She literally bought a shirt that Harry was wearing in a photo because he was wearing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she told me that the other day. She's like, I have this shirt because of this. Isn't that humiliating? Oh, I think Niall randomly, she, like, randomly was on the Niall train. Wait, fuck. I'm definitely not Zayn. I know that she doesn't like Zayn, although she and her friend did cry when he... for like a day and they needed to like take a day off class when he
left.
Do
you remember when they were like, how many days has it been since Zayn left One Direction? Remember when like that, every like few months after Zayn left, it's like, it's, well, I guess it's been 18 months since Zayn left One Direction.
Oh, I absolutely, like when I tell you that I was probably just posting that, like it probably, her like Stan account, like she literally got hacked by like her like she got doxxed by people that were like trying to like get her information from the Stan account, like it was crazy.
That's wild.
But I think Niall, I think that because I think she went to Niall's like when he went solo for a bit. Wait, there's Louis. This shows you where I'm at. There's Louis, Harry, Niall, Zayn, but who's the other one?
He's not important.
No, don't tell me.
I don't even think
I don't even know. He's not Niall. Important to me.
He looks like Louis. I confused Louis.
Oh, Liam?
Liam.
Okay, then it's definitely Niall. Because she has a Niall a shirt from when he was on tour.
Niall gives off the most, like, sapphic energy, right?
I mean, literally go back. I actually, after this, will go back and watch any video of them on The X Factor, and you'll be like, oh, they're all lesbians.
Yeah.
And they sound horrible. Watch Viva La Vida. That performance is so atrocious. And they're wearing like scarves and like flip flop. Like, it's like, what is happening? I don't know how they made it as a band because they were a wreck. Also, look up Harry Styles dancing in the like one of the first callbacks for X Factor. And he is like full beanie lesbian, swoopy hair, like, and a horrible dancer.
I'll absolutely watch. Can you imagine that man dates Olivia Wilde now?
I mean, now he's an amazing dancer, which gives me hope. I watched that. Jess said, I said, wow, he's a really good dancer in this video with Phoebe Waller-Bridge. And Jess said, I'm going to show you the past because he was not. And that should give you hope that you one day will be amazing at dancing. So
I think that's a beautiful sentiment for us all. We can all get better. Harry did.
Just 24 years old, just talking about One Direction. It's really, that's.
Are you 24?
Yeah.
Oh my god, wow. Gorgeous age.
Almost 25.
Okay.
And Jess is also 24. I'm older by like a couple months. But,
Sometimes I feel old sometimes. I'm turning 30 this year.
But you're in the mix.
I'm in the mix.
I'm going to ask you about that off pod.
I'll tell you.
Of course.
But yeah, I'm in the mix, but I'm also an old lady, I guess.
But yeah, also I will say like I, not age thing, but life thing. Like I'm going, most likely going to grad school for 2 or 3 years in the next couple of years.
That's exciting.
I am wondering how, it's really cool. But I am wondering what kind of like just Satan I'm going to be to Jess, like not to Jess, but around like. I've had a lot of free time during the pandemic, and I think grad school me, I'm just like, oh shit, like what is that going to be like to be around, you know?
But I think if you guys can do like a pandemic, you can do anything. Mm-hmm. If you can do a global pandemic, you can do grad school. You kidding
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was about to get into one in California. We were already planning long distance. Like we were like making it work. So, you know.
That's amazing.
Now, hopefully, I'll be here, so,
Yeah, and if you're in New York, then you're just, like, you're just cool grad school men. Like, that's, like, we love that.
Yeah, that's, like, my partner's in grad school. Like, you always hear that, right? You hear people just be like, oh, it's, like, so stressful for them. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. They're at war.
Yes.
I know. Everybody's like, you don't sleep for like 2 years. I'm like, oh, can't wait.
No, I love it. And it honestly is not that different from like my partners in podcasts.
Right.
It's
right.
Not that different.
Yeah. No, I will say it's not that different. Like the not sleeping thing. It's like, yeah, like we were saying, we ran around the city, you know, for years before this, not sleeping. Yeah. I can do
not sleeping, doing stand-up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You'll just be doing it with a textbook now.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just be writing.
Yeah, just writing. Just little, your scribbles and just being like, look, this is my art. You know, right now it's tweets, but soon it'll be, you know,
God, it needs to move on. Like, ultimately, I was never on social media before the pandemic. That's not true, but I was not as heavily... I've been trying to say that to Jess too. I'm like, I promise I wasn't always this obsessed with like Instagram and Twitter. Like, it's just that there's no other outlet right now.
Right. There's literally nowhere else for us to go. There's nothing for us to do except for put all of our time and energy in social media. And it's toxic.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. And it's going to stop.
Yeah.
I have a little fun game. If you feel ready to play this game, I revealed it at the beginning.
I'm ready.
Surprise. We have a game. Okay. It's called Quick and Dirty. I'm going to ask you 4 quick questions, and you just answer whatever comes to your head first. And the questions are not dirty. They're just quick. Okay.
Oh, I was ready.
You're like, ooh, ask me something sexy. Dirty.
Starting to strip. I was ready to reveal it all.
No, okay, yeah. Well, we know you love a thirst trap, so.
I do. Before the pandemic, never took one in my life. During the pandemic, took 120-something.
And made a PowerPoint, so.
If anyone wants me to send that to them, like, feel free to hit me up. This is how I get broken up with.
Okay, the first question is, and you know it's coming, favorite flirty emoji.
Okay, I was thinking about this when you talked about it at the top. I do the, like, tongue, like, sideways tongue face, you know? Like, the deranged, like...
Oh, off, like the crazy?
Off-kilter.
Yeah, I always
do that when, like, something bad is happening. It's not, like, flirty, but...
That could be flirty.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been incorporating the ironic American flag into everything I do. So sometimes Have you seen it? I post all over my Instagram and Twitter. I'm like, I will like do anything. Like I'll say literally anything and then just put American flag.
That's so toxic. Yeah. Has anybody gotten mad?
Oh yeah. It's because it's like, most of them are like, clearly I'm not like pro-America, like people have DM'd me and been like, this use of the American flag, like, are you going through something? I usually will do the tongue face and then an American flag, and the combination is like pretty much like, this that world we're living in. Yeah. So sometimes Jess will actually be blessed with that. Otherwise I do the like just little face with like hearts.
The little heart face.
The devil, though, I will say, the first person I knew that used the devil and the knife together, but devil to be flirty, was my friend MC, who is like not 100% straight, but like mostly was with cis men. Mm-hmm. And so I associate that with her.
Okay.
So I think it's like, I don't know if it's completely gay.
Okay. Okay, interesting. The fact that she was using it with a knife is interesting and a little scary to me. So.
And like sometimes the clown too.
Okay, the clown, the knife, and the devil is toxic, and I'm worried about her.
Incredible.
Hot and I'm wet. Okay. read receipts, yes or no?
No.
Yeah.
No one's gonna say yes to that question.
I'm waiting for someone to say yes so that we can be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. That's why I have to ask you every time.
I paused because I was like, okay, like at this point, if Jess and I had those on, I would be like, okay, sure. Like you're at work or whatever, or like at least I know you've seen it and you know I've seen it. But like with like a person that you're like navigating the waters, like no, absolutely not.
Power move. Then we know who has the power in the relationship for sure.
Absolutely.
And it's the person with the read receipts. Double texting, yes or no?
Oh yeah, I'm really bad at. I do that all the time. Although again, starting out, I'm like more ashamed of it, but I still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like she will be at work, and I will from like eight to like she will be out from like 8 to 7, and I will send a absolute ongoing narrative of my day and like memes I've seen and like videos, and I'll just like, and she'll like, her routine is like, come home, make dinner, scroll through those, and then I come over and she's like, yeah, I'm caught up, like,
oh my god.
Yeah, I'm a nightmare.
Send a novel. I love. Okay, and last question. Favorite opening line on the apps.
oh
How would you open?
God. I mean, I usually respond if it's like Hinge or something, or like a bio that's funny, I'll respond to something in the bio or in the question. For a while I had like, I don't know, I'm boring though. Sometimes I literally am just like, hey, what's up?
Okay. And just let them do all the work. Interested. Just let them figure out what to say. Okay.
I also will say, like, usually I like to be the first person that does that, even if it's that lame one. Like, I get weirded out if someone, like, clearly has, like, tried too hard to craft, like a what's up, hey message. Or like, launches right in and is like, oh, my God, your eyes are, like, I don't know. I don't, that's, I'm like, oh, God, don't perceive me yet. Yeah. Wait till I'm at least in person. And,
Okay, I love it. And that was quick and dirty. And wow, we did it. And wow, and that was an episode of Receipts. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me. I'm so hot and bothered and flustered and embarrassed. But yeah, I'm glad I talked about this in a public way.
You're absolutely a delight. And so thrilled to have you. And everyone should follow you on social media, where we know we're spending a lot of time. How do they do that?
If you want to take the plunge, I'm Megs Pope on Instagram, MEGSPOPE, and I'm M Pope Tweets on Twitter. Yes. And I think,
yes. And you got to hit up Insta, especially for the thirst traps.
Oh yeah. I should do some more. I like actually am contractually bound to one a month for a sponsored thing. So for sure you'll be getting one a month.
Okay. I've never received mine. I guess it just got, like, lost in the mail or something.
Oh, well, if you actually have one that you want me to do.
I do have one that, like, I used for an inappropriate amount of time that was just, like, it was, like, going on, like, 3 years that was, like, oh, this is, like, I'm now catfishing people because it's a current picture. Yeah.
I think it's okay. I would scroll through a lot of people's way back. Like, so some comedians don't do it now, but I knew, like, I was, like, in 2018, I saw these. Send it my way. I'll do it for sure.
Yeah, I have a 2016 one ready for you.
Okay, oh my I'm God. Ready. Sometimes I don't know if it's like, you know, some good, actual good friends. I'm like, is this too close to, too close to home? But yeah, all right.
It's all yours.
Oh my God.
I'm stretching. I'm getting ready.
We literally, business is happening on Receipts Pod. You never know what is going to happen.
Yeah, so you got to go if you want to see Andrew's thirst trap and then me sort of half naked next to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta follow me.
Absolutely. Oh, this has been so much fun. Such a great episode about actually nice relationships. Guess what? Everyone listening, you can have an actually nice relationship, and we want that for you.
Do it.
You can do it. And if you're having fun, please rate and review the podcast. It makes me feel good, and I would love to feel just a little good in this gorgeous, crazy world. So, yeah, give us a little rate and a review. And this was Receipts.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick.
And produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequoia, JennyCestuoi on Instagram, and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiguy, at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.